Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome all of you for this continuation of our Mana Shiksha. I do hope that it goes well for you and you have your own insights which are energizing your bhakti and which are inspiring you further. This seminar is actually meant to nourish the kripa of devotion. Just like Burijam Prabhu's and Jagatarini's and Madhavananda's seminars are really designed also as fresh nourishing water on the Bhakti Lata beach. So we will just sing a little bit and then we will start. Actually, I consider singing the holy name as the main part of my presentation and the secondary part. So please take this very serious. When we sit together in Kirtan, then this is described to be the most efficient worship of Giriraj. There, we will learn a little later about five nectars which we can offer to Giriraj, and one is the Kirtan. Very, very efficient Abhishek in the Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please raise your hands in the sky very lovingly, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Again together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radhe. Again, welcome all of you to this, your third day of your Mana Shiksha seminar. I also want to warmly welcome all the devotees who listen live on the internet streaming and all of those who are there in the video cameras, most probably later than this seminar. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I request you to nourish your spiritual life in this wonderful Mana Shiksha, which means instructions to the mind, to your mind. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers in Sajjani Toshani a very interesting thought and meditation. He says, Alas, I did not take my birth at the time of the Goswamis. How much I long to walk behind Rupa and Raghunath, the author of this work, and I will carry their kamandalus, that's the container in which the renunciants carry their water. I sometimes feel, as we are listening to these exalted ideas of Raghunath Das Goswami, it is very, very good to carry their kamandalus, their, to be of some service. You can just imagine just this morning, very early, it was still dark, pitch dark. I was out there at Giriraj and I saw two very brightly looking sadhus. They had a very short white lungi and they had quills and they had kamandalus. And for just a moment, I prayed to them, please, 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 if you can be so kind to bless me. They looked very exalted. There was an aura of academically you would say charisma, but maybe more poignantly, more befitting, you would say an atmosphere of prema. They had prema in their love. And for a moment I thought, this must be somewhat close to how Rupa and Raghunath have looked. And then I looked again and they were gone. Just disappeared. So now I think that Prabhupada had sometimes said that Rupa Raghunath spoke to, no, Rupa spoke to him as he was in Damodar Mandir. And I think maybe by Prabhupada's mercy, I have either seen these Goswamis who are said to still appear in Braj, or at least I was reminded of them. Yesterday we raised a question. A question where we heard Raghunath Das Goswami's answer. The question was, when there is a dearth of good association, dearth means a lack, when we can't find that association which inspires us, what do we do? And Raghunath Goswami gave the answer, we turn to Giridhari Krishna or Giriraj. And we know that he had this opportunity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left before him, and so did Swarup Damodar Goswami. But he always had the Shila, the Giriraj Shila, with him, and he totally related to Giriraj. It is said he washed Giriraj with the tears of his eyes, and he worshipped him every day. So yes, Raghunath Das Goswami turned to Giriraj personally, and his own experience is recorded in this book, that by Giriraj's mercy, one can become a devotee, one can enter Radha's camp. You know, Raghunath Goswami lived right there in the kingdom of Radha Rani, Sri Ram Radha Kund. No? And he wrote there many of his works, where he considers himself a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. So, Raghunath Goswami is a sadhu who speaks from his practical experience, not theoretically, but practically. And here comes this point. Yes, he turned to Giriraj, but I also would like to encourage you that you turn to him, to Raghunath Goswami. You might ask, how do I do this? How do I make contact to a sadhu who has already left his body? And the answer is, given by our Srila Prabhupada, just briefly before he left the planet, He said, you can meet me always in my vani, in my books. I think you must be familiar with this statement. So how do you do this? Well, how do you meet Srila Prabhupada or Raghunath Goswami in his vani when you are hungry for good association? How do you practically do this? I want to refer you to a very, very nice method which our Burijan Prabhu has taught several years ago in one of the Govardhan retreats when we were still sitting in the dust of Giriraj. It was still very beginning days of the Govardhan retreat. And he suggested a method whereby of reading where the first one of the steps, I will abbreviate it. It was a 10-step method, but I will abbreviate it for this purpose here. You just open the book, and then you pray, and through the prayer which you say, you enter into the presence. For instance, if you want to enter the presence of Raghunath Das Goswami, you enter through the prayer to Raghunath Goswami, into his presence. Please, Raghunath Goswami, you are the most you are a very exalted shining star amongst the six Goswamis. We have heard from the authorized sources that you are the acharya who teaches the prayojana tattva, the highest truth about love of God. Kindly bless me so that your words enter my heart. Then you read, and Burijan Prabhu made a very nice point. You just don't read to just gather informations. No. Like a hungry person who wants to get as many gold nuggets in Alaska as he can. No, you just read until a particular content. It could be a sentence, it could be a concept, it could be a word even, like surrender, you know. If it strikes you, strikes means es fällt dir auf und berührt dich. Strikes means it enters your awareness and it does something. Oh my God, here's something. So you were struck by it, like a person is struck maybe by an arrow or a lance, you know. And then you stay with this point. You may start even to reflect about this point and think, have I heard something similar? And what does this mean? And you might even open another book, Bhagavatam or anything, which supports and confirms or puts a different angle on the point. And in this way, you practice manaha. Remember yesterday when I said the unreflected reading just means in one ear or in one brain cell and out the other brain cell? I'm saying it poetically. But if you put manaha, you think about it, you reflect about it, it will go right to your heart. Remember that point? It is an authorized point. It is a point which you can find in many traditions, the Vedic tradition as well as contemplative orders of other traditions, because it's a universal truth. The unreflected life is not worth living because it just passes through you, whereas the reflected subjects are entering. So pray to Raghunath Goswami. Read until a sentence or a concept strikes you. And finally, what? Reflect about it. Yes. Manaha, reflect about it, meditate about it, and then it will enter your heart. And then you have contact. You have made contact. You were in the nectarian oceanic association of a great person, and you will feel touched. It's very important that you pray, and then from somewhere you will be struck. Bang! Woo! I'm struck. Not stuck, I'm struck. That's a new thing, you know. And then you will be touched by this association. Association means something should touch you. Something which you did not have before should enter you. So this is a second method which the devotees in our movement very much recommend, because Srila Prabhupada has said this with his own words. If you want to meet me, if you want to have my Sangha, do it through the Vani. Read my books. Now I will ask for a quick show of hand. Who of you read yesterday the 8th shloka in your own time and reflected about it? Please. Oh my God, you are slowly picking up. Slowly, because you are an ISKCON audience who has heard so much and not done every time what you heard. I want to repeat again. Now we have about four-fifths of the audience who has entered Manaha. One-fifth is still missing, but we can't go on without you, that one-fifth, because we want to enter here or build a community of learners. So the remaining people who have not read and have not reflected and moved the subject, please, please, it's in your interest. I'm saying this, I don't get paid. I don't even get, I just get a vegetable soup, you know, that's all. I'm doing it really only for your benefit. Please, don't be an inactive participant in this retreat. Please hear, then reflect about it. And finally, I will ask you, and Puri Jam Prabhu and Jagatarini, all of us will ask you to apply something. That comes on the last day. We have good presents for you. Good. Thank you very much. Let me summarize now yesterday's verse and go immediately into the next verse, which is very wonderful. Please listen attentively, because I will be fast. So Raghunath Goswami said in the eighth verse that we should become humble, because we have a problem. It's that wickedness, you know, that we have turned away from Krishna. Knowing that we have no other shelter, worship Giridhari and Braj. And he will, if you are honest with him and not a pretender, he will remove that great obstacle from your heart, and he will bring you to the service of Radharani and inspire you how to enter that service. No? And so now, when you hear this, a question may appear, which we have dealt with a little bit in the seminar yesterday, but which we will now go really into in this part. The question is, okay, is it Radha? Is it Krishna? And where is Vrindavan? How should I relate to Krishna? How should I relate to Radharani? I heard from Prabhupada, Radha and Krishna are not alone. So how do I relate to the Sakis and Sakas? Means their friends. And then how do I actually see Vrindavan? I want the whole picture of Vrindavan Bhakti. And this question, which is very important, because we want to now enter deep into an appreciation, first of all, of Braj Bhakti, is answered in verse 9. We will read verse 9 now for you. Matisha natatve praja vipina chandram vrajavane Svadim tanna tatve tatatula sakitve tulalitam. You can see Raghunath Goswami going deep into his heart and penning down, writing down the whole picture of Vrindavan Bhajan. Continues. Vishakam Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve Priyasaro Girindro Tat Prekshalalita Rati Tatve Smada Manaha. He sits there in Vrindavan. It's his old days. This is a later composition. We know he's very thin because of feeling separation from Radha and Krishna. He can't stand the pangs of separation any longer. And he now gives us a picture how to make contact with Radha and Krishna in the land of Vrindavan with all their sakis. He says, oh mind, 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 I need you here, come. Always remember Vrindavan Chandra Shri Krishna as the life lord of my Swamini Shri Radhika, Vrindavaneshwari. Remember Shrimati Radhika as my mistress. And think deeply about Shri Lalita as the peerless friend of my Swamini Radhe. Remember how Shri Vishakha is the Shiksha Guru of all those who want to come into the camp of Radha, who teaches many arts which are required in Sri Yuga in the service of the divine couple. And think of Sri Radha Kund and Giriraj Govardhan as the grantors of the darshan of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and the bestowers of sublime Rati for their lotus feet. This was probably a lot for all of you. So let us make it simple for us. It's a guide here for remembering or with your mind Vrindavan life. A very good guide, and we will unpack it, but let us again see it. It's, you worship Krishna in what way? How do you see Krishna? You see him as the lord of the life of Srimati Radharani. That means Radha can't live without Krishna, just like we can't live without air, prana. So he's the prananad of Radha, the most beloved of Radha, who needs him. And then remember Vrindavaneshwari Radha, the best of all of Braja's gopis, as Sri Krishna's most beloved. You should know, Radha loves Krishna and Krishna loves Radha most. But then we know this is the divine couple, and to reach them we need intermediaries, people in between, how do we say? Intermediaries. Do I say it correctly or German-like? Intermediaries. You know, people in between. So first comes, and you will find it in all the Goswami's literature, Lalita. Because Lalita is so dear to Radha and Krishna that she absolutely controls the divine couple. When she says, do this, they do it. Do you have people whom you love? Most properly. And you know, when you love them, you trust them. And they say, let's do this. Okay, we do this. You know, let's go now there. Okay, we go now there. I remember when we were on Dandavat Parikrama, Bhakti Bringa Govinda was there, and he is the bee-like devotees. Bringa means bee, and he said, let's now do Dandavat Parikrama every day without rest. And I thought, I'm already dying with the rest. But because I love him, I said, okay, Maharaji, let us do this. You know, because this is what the nature of love is. You give your shraddha, you give your heart to someone. So Radha and Krishna have surrendered to Lalita, who is the controller. This is the word which is used in another work, Utkale Valari. Rupa Goswami says, because no one says ever no to Lalita, I pray to Lalita to please recommend me to Radha and Krishna. No one says ever no to Radha, to Lalita. She is, we will hear a little bit about her. She is something. So the next person to remember is Vishakha. Sri Vishakha is the Shiksha Guru, the instructing guru who teaches all the arts required. And finally, and this is something which I really want you to take home, is remember Radhakund and Govardhan day and night. Because if you just see them, even if you see them in your mind's eye, they will give you love for Radha and Krishna. Absolutely guaranteed. That's why Bhujyam Prabhu always tells me, we, in the beginning I was not sure that we should have this every year, but he says we must have it every year because we will look at Giriraj and Giriraj will give us so much of his mercy. Wonderful. Just you need to look there. You know, spiritual life is very easy in Vrindavan. Just sit before Giriraj and look at Giriraj and something will happen. And how this works, I will tell you a little bit later. I will now go through all these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points for you. And I believe that here it is good if those of you who are avid note-takers do take notes, because this verse 9 really gives you a Vrindavan picture. And if you learn this meditation, you are in Vrindavan, never out of Vrindavan. So, it's a fantastic guide for meditation. And Raghunath Das Goswami starts with a wonderful picture. He calls Krishna, who remembers how, what is the particular name? I think you have it. It was in the air. Someone of you said Vrindavan Chandra. He says Vraja Vipina Chandram, the moon of Vrindavan's forest. It's like Krishna Chandra or Vrindavan Chandra. The idea here is Chandra, the moon. Imagine the scene. There is Krishna Chandra in the Vrindavan forest, the moon shining. And next to him is Brajavana Ishvari, the queen of Braja's forests, Srimati Radhika. Imagine the moonlight nights, which you have heard about in Krishna book and the Bhagavatam, where the sand of Yamuna is illuminated by the rays of the moon, which break through the foliages of the wish-fulfilling trees. No? And the general Vrajavasis and the Sadakas, they are like Chakora birds, little birds who, the mystical birds, it says they live from drinking the moon rays. There's a movement now everywhere where people stop eating. Do you know about this? The prana food, and they learn how to absorb the nourishment through the prana. I wouldn't recommend this to you because it's more powerful to eat lovingly offered prasadam than ever eating prana food. It's more spiritual, more. So there are birds who are like these prana people, these chakora birds. They don't eat prana. They go in the moonlit nights and they somehow look at the rays and it energizes them, and then they can fly to Australia or wherever. I God forgive them. You know, I don't think they will leave India. They're chakora birds. They are a little bit. Yeah, that's all I know about them. So the normal devotees are chakora birds who drink the rays from Krishna. But the servants of Srimati Radharani prefer the scene where Radha is as a queen of the forest next to Krishna, because they know at this moment when the two are together, the experience of the ocean of taste is much, much, much more higher. So this is the picture. Vrindavan Chandra and Vrindavaneshwari are together in the forest, and the rays from their lavanga, their effulgence goes, and the devotees just come into their presence. So Raghunath Das Goswami sees himself as mainly as the servant of Radharani, because he knows through Radha, being the servant of Radha, the relish of love becomes the highest, because in the loving exchange between Radha and Krishna, there are the billowing waves of rasa. Billowing means it goes up and down in waves. Very, very first class. This is also the vision of our sampradaya, of our line, of us here, the Hare Krishnas. Once, there was a family of the Divan of Bharatpur. Divan is something like a king, is that correct? Or a minor king? Or like a minister, yes. He was with his whole family, very aristocratic people, performing Dandavat Parikrama around Radhakund. You can, there's something, you know, the king, minister, and as it was known, with his whole, with a beautiful wife and beautiful children, you know, just going bang, 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 and becoming full of dust, and sweat drops are there, and he's in a humble mood, and so on. And one disciple came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati and said, my God, is he advanced? This is quite a scene. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati clarified. He said, the Divan's high regard for Radha, you know, he was doing Radha Kund Parikrama, is because she thinks Radha is okay, because she has a connection to the highest deity, that is Krishna. But we worship Krishna only because of his connection with Radha. Krishna is Radha's beloved. And this is how we approach him. We approach Radharani, first, and there is a beautiful shloka which I have called the path of hope. See, first we have now discussed how to take, how to what? How to think of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. This was the first part of this presentation. Now we come to the path of hope. How can we make a connection with Srimati Radharani? And this is a beautiful shloka which you must hear in a nicely nice translation which I've taken from Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, volume 1. This is the best verse. It's very much known amongst the devotees of Radha. It is prayed by Raghunathas Goswami, who felt at the end of his life the absolute need to be connected with Radha. And he wrote a prayer book, Vilap Kusha Manjali, and he says, we need the music a little louder, please. There's a hope, a painful hope, sustaining me and nurturing my existence. With this hope, I somehow pass my day, dragging my life through these drawn-out times. That nectarous ocean of hope is attracting me and keeping me alive. I live by this hope. But now, my patience has reached its end. I can no longer endure. I cannot wait even another moment. It's described in Rupa Goswami at the last stage of his life also had this hope, this expectations which made him heat up. There was steam in his heart. When someone would come by and find Rupa saying, alas, 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 his body would be burned from the breath. So much steam, so much hope. Raghunathas Goswami in the same vein says, if you, Radharani, do not immediately show your grace to me, I am finished. I will lose all hope forever. I will have no desire to continue this life, for it would be totally useless. Without your grace, Radha, I cannot bear to live another moment. In Vrindavan, which is more dear to me than my very life, I am disgusted with it without you. It is painful. Even pinching, biting my flesh. And what to speak of anything else? I am disgusted even with Krishna. Shameful, though it be to utter such words. But I can have no love even for Krishna unless you take me within your confidential camp of service. Oh, Radha, if I do not get your favor, then I want nothing else. I want you and you alone. To have an independent relationship with anyone else, eliminating you, is impossible for me. You must be first, then others. Without you, I can never think of a separate relationship with Krishna. Ashabariya Amrita Sindhu Maya Katanche. We may still be lukewarm in our spiritual life. Not cold, not hot. Too cold to live. We can't, no, how was it? Too warm to die, but too cold to live. This may be our situation. Too warm to die, we may spiritually, we go on, we drag on, but too cold still in our heart to live the true spiritual life with bhakti, with love in our heart. So, hearing such words and remembering such first-class examples of Raghunath Das Goswami, who would walk through every lane in Vrindavan calling out, Kota go, Radhe, where are you, Radha? Save my life, come. That helps us. You know, they would search for Radha, these Goswamis, everywhere in Vrindavan. And then in the evening, they had only time 1.5 hours to sleep. Just imagine this. And then in this sleep, in their dreams, they would have spurtis or appearances of Radha and Krishna. This is the idea. So, the devotee of Radha knows that Radha is always with Krishna. She's like a creeper, a golden creeper around the tamal tree, Krishna. And if I'm connected with my Radha, I'm like a leaf on the creeper. And whatever she experiences in her loving relationship with Krishna, this is experienced by me. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Calcutta in the November month, this our month here, but in the year 1930, went into a state of ecstasy where he said, "Oh friend, Rupa Manjari, it is well known in this town that you do not look at the face of any man other than your husband. But he's not here. And yet there is a mark on the bimba fruits of your lips, as if someone has bitten them. Did a large parrot bite them?" Translating this out of the poetic context into the context here. Oh, you are a servant of Radharani, and Radharani is with Krishna. So whatever happens in the loving rasa, that is experienced by you also. So, if you want something very much, you have to learn from someone, you have to learn to work through their servants. I think you all know this in simple ISKCON terms. If you want Mahaprasad of some guru who gets a good plate with good preparations, you just make a good contact with the servant and say, and I have some sand from the Jamuna, 1 kg please, and then you get. So in transcendental logic, you also go to the best servants headed by Lalita. Lalita is an intimate friend of Radharani. And in her Ashtakam it said, she has a piece of cloth, and when Radha and Krishna perspire, Lalita comes there and wipes the drops of perspiration from Radha Krishna's faces and their lotus feet. He's so close. He's always there. In that same Astaka, it is said that Srimati Lalita is on a search. Whenever she finds someone in Vrindavan who has some inclinations towards Radharani, she will immediately come to that person and arrange that that person can meet Radha. My dear devotees, we stayed this Kartik at the sacred bank of Lalita Kund, in the vicinity of Radha Kund, and we felt, we read this verse at that place, and we said, oh, very good, this is not a by chance. And we prayed to Lalita, kindly arrange some path to meet Radha and Krishna. Because you must know, you enter the Divine Couples Association by recommendation. It is described, the nice scene is described, the sadaka sits in the forest in Vrindavan at one of the paths. This is Narottam Das Goswami's description. And he engages in chanting and praying and praying and so on. And then one of the assistants sees him. Oh, very qualified sadaka. And it's usually Rupa Manjari for us, Rupa Nuga, Vaishnavas. And she will bring that sadaka and say, come, 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 don't cry, don't waste your time, you need to do some good service. And takes the sadaka and brings him to Lalita. And then Lalita will bring that sadaka further. And Radha and Krishna will say, well, there is a very shy devotee hiding behind you, Lalita, what is going on? Oh, says Lalita, very qualified, a little humble, very qualified. And the devotee is shaking with ecstasy. It's the first meeting. Rupa Manjari gave her to me, and she can do some service, some little service she can do. And in this way, Lalita, the intimate friend, ushers us forward. You know, in devotional service, we always go through a hierarchy of recommendations. First, we start as a bhakta. And then some devotee says, oh, this bhakta is very good in toilet cleaning. This is how I made it in the temple. I was first actually forbidden entry into the temple because I would always sing Rolling Stones songs in the temple. I was a Rolling Stones fan, and I was only 15 to 16 years old, young, foolish and angry, and I would sing in the toilet. I knew them by heart, these songs, and was found out, and they thought, he's in another world. And he is minor age, and we can't take minor age people anyways. So then I decided school is too boring and Krishna consciousness too interesting. And I remember it became clear to me, I need a recommendation that they take me. How do I get it? Well, I washed the toilet always. I don't think I was very good, but I know many things. If you want to know, I have done this for 7 years in my life in the temple. I really know very good methods. And I remember then there was one devotee. He was a tough devotee. He was the saxophone player with Little Richard, you know, before. And oh my God, what was his name? I still see him, but I can't remember. With N, Narendra, something like that. I think Narendra. So he said to the temple president, "He's a good boy, and you know, he knows toilet cleaning and no one wants to do it anyways. Why not keep him for toilet cleaning? He can live outside and do the toilet cleaning." So I was recommended. Later I was recommended by the temple president for initiation to Srila Prabhupada because he thought I'm serious, very kind of him. And then there are different levels of recommendations. When you are here in Vrindavan, you also need to behave properly that the Brajbasis can give you recommendations. I remember I met Mahanidhi Maharaj at Radhakund, and I had met before a few Babas, before people, Brajbasis, and they had asked me, you know, they are always so curious, where are you going? And I said, you're very personal, thank you for your interest in my life. I said to Mahanidhi Maharaj, ah, Mahanidhi Baba. Baba means father. And they said to me, he is proper. Everyone here talks so bad about everyone else, but not about Mahanidhi Baba. He gives food to the dogs, he serves the Dhamvasis, he serves everyone. He is very good. And I remember I felt very happy and thought this makes Mahanidhi Maharaj happy. So I went to him and said, Mahanidhi Maharaj, you are accepted by the environment. You are accepted here. You are not seen as a stranger. And I told him, and he said, he became very tender in his heart, and he said, Maharaj, he said, I tell you one thing. Thank you. But you know, I know everything works by recommendation in the spiritual life. Now I got to the next level of recommendation. And finally, I hope the associates of Radha will recommend me. Now, this idea is given here. Vishakha. Who is Vishakha? She's addressed here as a Shiksha Guru. Well, especially Vishakha is known. She has a voice which is sweeter than the voice of the cuckoo. Who knows when the cuckoo voice is especially sweet? It's in the springtime when it takes the young sprouts of mango and eats it. So there's a very sweet. Normally it goes cuckoo, cuckoo, but then it goes cuckoo, cuckoo. Very sweet. Vishakha has a voice even sweeter than that, and I will not try to sing more sweet. And she teaches the devotees how they can sing for the pleasure of the divine youthful couple. Also, Vishakha knows the art of joking. There is a joking, and I would like to tell you a joke, not a German joke, because that's out of place, but a Vrindavan joke. But I had something in my mind from the Shastras, but I know my mind is already at the next point. I won't remember it here, but I try to remember it and tell you a Vrindavan joke. And she knows all these different services performed in the spiritual world. So, therefore, the devotee takes shelter at the lotus feet of Lalita and Vishakha. You can do this, if you want, by reading the Sri Lalita Ashtakam and by the Sri Jamunashtakam. And finally, and that's the last point for today, are you still with me? Oh, good. God, I'm surprised. Because you're so silent, it could mean sleep or attention. The Holy Dharma. My dear devotees. The Holy Dharma. Please do not neglect the importance of the Holy Dharma. The Holy Dharma is special because everywhere Krishna has put his lotus feet, and whatever comes in contact with Krishna will be changed. So on Krishna's lotus feet, there is this rati, there is this love. Therefore, devotees worship his lotus feet. They are soft, they are fragrant, and these like lotus flowers, and they are full of honey, the honey of love. And with these feet, he has gone here everywhere. That means if you just stay in this land, you will also get some inclination and love for Krishna. Jiva Goswami says, you will get a love which is directed towards Shyama Sundar Krishna. You will see. But you need to come again and again and again because you are so dull. Dull means covered with so many desires. I mean, not, now I'm getting offensive, that I don't want to do here. We are so covered, this is what I wanted to say. We are so covered with other desires and so on, and therefore repeated treatment is good for us. This is very, very important. In Gaura Bhavan, there is a wonderful devotee who every morning put his head into the dust of Vrindavan. He had brought a little Vrindavan dust container with him, and he every day had the best decoration on his forehead. We felt it all over the Gaura Bhavan. There was always this dust, because it comes from the forehead at one stage. This devotee was always so blissful at the times where he was not covered. And I asked him one day, why are you so blissful? And he said, I know it comes from here. And he pointed at the dust. So I think Raghunath Goswami wrote that anyone who takes a bath in Radha Kund will find how the creeper of love for Radha will grow in his heart. This is a proof how just by in contact with the Dham, the love will sprout in your heart. I think he must have also, Raghunath Goswami told how Radha Kund reveals also darshan of the divine couple. It's described that one day he sat before the waters of Radha Kund and he looked out on the Kund and he saw a wonderful scene. Radha and Krishna were splashing each other with water. And then Krishna started to go into the winning mood and sprinkled Radha with water right into the eyes. And everyone around the Kund protested, that's not fair, that's not fair, that's where you don't sprinkle water. Why do you do this, Krishna? And Radharani then fled away and hid herself amongst a bunch of golden lotus flowers so that Krishna couldn't see her. So Krishna went diving to this bunch of yellow or golden lotus flowers and he saw everywhere gold, golden effulgence. And because he was with so much love in his heart, he just saw it as Radha, everything as Radha. Where's my Radha? Where's my Radha? Then Krishna couldn't find Radha, but he looked up and he saw there was a bee line coming. And he thought, my Radha has a breath like honey. So the bees who are expert in honeys, they have found it. And he tracked the bee swarm to where it ended. That's not in the air, but in the lotus flowers. And went and caught Radha. And then there was a wonderful loving exchange. At the end, Radha put her hands around Krishna and Krishna swam over the Radha Kund. And this particular scene was seen by Raghunath Das Goswami and he felt the ecstasy which is there, which is ready for every Dham visitor, for every pilgrim. If you go to the Dham will reveal to you Radha and Krishna. Just by the vision of Radha Kund and Giri Govardhan, first pure bhakti arises, and then if you are chanting here, this is the recommendation of Sanatana Goswami, at these holy places, and you are aware of the pastimes which Radha and Krishna performed, you might get a glimpse, a small glimpse of Radha and Krishna. So this is the perfect picture for meditation. When you are a yogi, an impersonalistic yogi, then you meditate about the Brahman. When you are a devotee of Vishnu who does yoga meditation, you will meditate in a certain way. You will first bring fire, no, first the sun in your heart, then you bring the moon in your heart, and then you bring fire in your heart. Why do the yogis meditate about Brahman, the effulgence of light? Why do the Vishnu Bhaktas who meditate about fire, moon and sun? Because they want that their anattas are burnt. Therefore the image of fire appears in meditation, you know. But the Krishna Bhaktas will not meditate about fire, because how can they place Krishna into the fire? His body will burn. It will be unpleasant for him. The devotees of Krishna must always meditate about the ideal surrounding for Radha and Krishna. And I will start now from the back. That is, the holy Dham, Radhakund, Giriraj, and the forest of Vrindavan. They meditate, and we will do this in a while, about the trees and the atmosphere, which is smelling, and the bees and the birds. And they will meditate about Yamunaji, Radhakund, Giriraj, and then they will meditate about the associates, and then they will invite Radha and Krishna, because they know Radha and Krishna will never leave a heart which has become Vrindavan. They will never even do a step out of Vrindavan. So make your heart Vrindavan, and this is the idea of this verse. It's a wonderful introduction. It's a wonderful, wonderful verse. I want you now to sit straight. We will now do a verse meditation. We will sing the Hare Krishna mantra. But before doing this, I request you to put a little energy in your body. We will work with the nadis. Just take the back finger, the middle finger, cross it over the index finger. Bring the other hands to the root of your thumb. This won't is for heart patients also. And go up. Your arms should not be bent, Siddheshwari, but straight. Oh, you have. That was someone else. Vishaka, straight arms. Yes, not like this. Now imagine your best trusted friend comes from the back. It pulls both of your hands back, okay? Ooh, ooh, Krishna, not you. At this moment, you must leave your arms up. Otherwise, if you don't do this, they will fall off. So now stretch a little bit more, that you even feel your back. What this means is we're just freeing the blockages from your... And sit straight. And Mahajala, you must breathe, otherwise you die. Under no circumstances let your arm come down. They will fall off and you will go without arms to the vest. Very important. Now, bring them even higher. I know it's tough, but you will enjoy life afterwards for the rest of your life. And breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Some of you are not breathing. Oh my God. Now deep exhales. Don't be lazy. Stretch. And deep inhales. I know it's intense, but it's good for you. On your next exhale, let your arms gently flow on your knees. Slowly, that they don't fall off. And just breathe. and feel happy to be still alive. We will sing now. I request you to bring your mind to the whole mantra, and then I will read to you a verse, and then I will give you some further instructions.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Now do what Sanatana Goswami recommends, that is, we stay at a holy place, and while we stay there, we chant the holy name, but we also remember the divine couple. So we will sing one more Hare Krishna mantra, and then I will say to you the verse, and then we will continue to sing, but we keep that meditation of the verse inside it. Please start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O mind, always remember Vrindavan Chandra Shri Krishna as the Lord of the life of Shri Radhika. Mind, remember Vrindavaneshwari Shrimati Radhika as my mistress. Think of Krishna and Radha. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
You can see the deities before your eyes or anything, but sing to Radha and Krishna. And remember Lalita as the best friend
of my Swamini Radhika and think of Sri Vishakha as the Shiksha Guru who teaches many arts. So think now of Lalita and Vishakha. You can remember the deities on our altar in Vrindavan. Stand now, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And in your next round, please think of Radha Kund, and it should be much easier to think of Giriraj. You can even, when you lose the picture of Giriraj in your mind, take help and look at Giriraj's life here. All this will help you to come to the next level, which we will do afterwards. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna.
Bring your heart.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I request you to, in your mind, enter the forest of Vrindavan. The holy place is there. And see this particular beautiful scene. Radha and Krishna are coming down a path. There are the gopis throwing flowers before them. And they walk so joyously and elegantly. Think of this and pray to them. And please start to sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Aibol!
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bye bye.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, everybody please, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
This is called seeing through the eyes of the Shastras. And then, yeah, seeing. I admit that when one starts this devotional process, and it is new, one will sometimes find something and sometimes find one's obstacles also. So, before, I will just briefly tell you about the meditation of the bird saints of Vrindavan and that their secrets. I request you to turn to your neighbor and just 3 minutes talk what went good for you and what went not yet so good for you, where you see an obstacle. Just reflect about what you have just done. And then I will be back to you in 3 minutes. You will have to quickly start with this exercise. Start now, please. Doesn't want to do it, but I have really seen that if you hear something or do something and then you talk about it and reflect it, it goes much, much deeper. It's really very scientific. I could give you a lecture of 2 hours why it's good to do this, but the time is not there, and not who's interested in all this? I have some knowledge, but yes, please do it. You will see it's in your interest. I wanted to introduce to you now the great meditators, the birds of Vrindavan, but I also want to now address something in all of us, which I think is an important question. Maharaj, Prabhupada spoke mostly about Shravanam and Kirtanam, not so much about Smaranam. You are now introducing remembering, thinking. Is this bona fide? Here's an answer to this very good question. Prabhupada says, persons who are constantly engaged in the transcendental meditation of seeing Krishna internally and externally by thinking of him, how he plays the flute and enters the Vrindavan forest and tending the cows with the cowherd boys, these persons have really attained the perfection
of samadhi. Samadhi means absorption of all activities of the senses in a particular object. And the gopis indicate that the pastimes of Sri Krishna are the perfection of all meditation and samadhi. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who is always absorbed in the thought of Sri Krishna is the topmost of all the yogis. I would like to introduce to you now some topmost yogis who sit on the beautiful branches of the trees of Vrindavan. They are described by the gopis in the Venu Gita, and it's very, very sweet and very nice. The verse says, Prayo batamma vihaga munayo vanesmin krikshnekshitam taduditam kalaveno gitam aruya yedruma bujan ruchira pravalan Shrinvanti milita drisho vigatanya vacha. Oh, mother. It's actually an affectionate way how a girl addresses another girl. A gopi, another gopi. In this forest of Vrindavan, see all the birds have risen onto the beautiful branches of the trees to see Krishna. They're sitting there with closed eyes. They are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of Krishna's flute. And they are not attracted by any other sound. Surely, these birds are on the same level as the great sages. Who are these birds? There are Chakora birds. These are unusual birds who live on the rays of the moon. The Chakravaka birds. These are round-shaped ducks. Round. That are favoring the lakes and rivers of Braj. At night, they break the silence of the night with sorrowful cries, trying to find each other in the night. Then there's the Chataka birds. These are like little swallows that drink only water that has not touched the ground. Then you will find swans in Vrindavan, and special swans, Raja Hansa, who can separate milk from water. And you will find Kanjana birds, who always move restlessly here and there. They have, you see them at the Yamuna. They're these small birds and their tails always go like this. In German you would say Bachstelzen. I want to impress you with my knowledge of the German language. They go like so Radha and Krishna's eyes are each compared to the wagtails birds. And then there's a cuckoo. And then there is the papihan. It's another type of cuckoo, but the cuckoo calls out coo-hoo, coo-hoo, coo-hoo. And the papihan calls peekahan, peekahan. It means, where is my love, where is my love? When the gopis feel a separation and they hear the papihan saying, where's my beloved, where's my beloved? They feel solace because they understand we are not the only ones who want to be in the presence of our beloved. The papihans have the same thing. So, anyway, so these birds are all there and the gopis call them great saints. They say, they sit there and they listen in silence to the sweet vibrations and the flute, and they don't talk about anything else. You know, usually birds talk about so many things, but not these birds. They are silent. But you might say, but this is an exaggeration. Are they really great saints? Would you accept the answer of Poṇamasi on this matter? Good. Poṇamasi herself has identified the dharma of these birds and has seen they take an asan, they take dhyan, and finally they have darshan. So these three activities are what the yogis do. They have an asan, they sit down, then they meditate, dhyan, and then they have the darshan in the heart. They must be munis, because you can see by their activities. So Poṇamasi says, these birds have assumed their asans upon the long, broad branches of braj trees. The trees are great mystic yogis, we know that, and therefore these birds must also be. So, as these birds meditate on the pastimes of the king of Krishna, Krishna looks at the birds and for a moment puts his Venu to the side and he thinks, wow, these are my devotees. My heart just extends to them. They appreciate my flute playing so much that they close their eyes. Imagine you are a kirtan singer, Gaurahari, and you sing a kirtan and everyone in the crowd goes, and then you would think, wow, they really appreciate the kirtan, no? They really are kirtan lovers. So Krishna thinks like this about the birds. They sit there, just meditate on this flute song. So for a moment he puts the flute aside. But you must know that Krishna's flute is an own personality. It is has a Sat-Chit Ananda nature and is very independent. So when Krishna held his Venu aside, the Venu begins to play his own song on its own initiative to please the birds who had listened to Krishna's concert and to give them more music even when Krishna stopped playing. So Krishna takes his flute, you know, which just blows these wonderful ragas and lifts the flute up and looks full of amazement at his own flute, who independently, without his love-filled breath, is now making a concert and his eyes open wide in astonishment. Look at this flute, the best of musicians. So Krishna felt so much inspired by this scene, the birds meditating about his song, and then he being so amazed that he put his flute away and sees the birds, and then the flute starts some more music, that his heart just opens. It when Krishna's heart totally opens, he pours all the love in his heart and he plays now an inconceivable sound vibration. It is a wonderful and beautiful music which comes now, and this is happening in Vrindavan. So while Krishna continues to wander, thinking about the birds, it is well possible that he remembers a great devotee bird called Jatayu, the younger brother of Sampati. And his eyes swell up with tears as he remembered the selfless service of Jatayu, which he gave to him when he was Ram, by sacrificing his life even in the service. So the flute now begins to play inconceivable sweet notes because Krishna's heart goes into there. And the sages meditating with their eyes closed about Shyama Sunda now see from their asanas and through their meditations the beautiful form of Shyama Sunda rising in their hearts. And as they do this, Krishna continues to play. And the birds just go in ecstasy as they have this darshan. And they embrace Shyamasunda in their hearts and start sweetly a Krishna kirtan. There they sing, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna, O Krishna. This is the kirtan of the birds of Vrindavan. I've taken this from a book called, a very researched book called Venu Gita. And this is just very beautiful. So our Lord is the Lord of love, and it is good for us if we can think of him with a loving heart and begin this process under the guidance of a first-class book like Mana Shiksha. We will, at the end, sit straight, and we will again go to this verse. It is said, everything which is repeated three times stays in the mind, and then you can take it with you. O my mind. Yeah, we can also say, but I think it's better if you just hear, because when we say things, maybe sometimes we switch our minds off. Maybe. O my mind, always remember Vrindavan Chandra Shri Krishna as the Lord of the life of Sri Radhika. Always remember Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radhika as my mistress. Remember Sri Lalita as the peerless friend of Srimati Radhika. O mind, remember Sri Vishaka as the Shiksha Guru, who teaches many arts required in the service of the divine couple. And my mind, remember Sri Radhakund and Giriraj Govardhan as the grantors of the darshan. Simply through vision of them, of Sri Radha and Krishna, remember Radhakund and Giriraj Govardhan as the givers of sublime Radhi for their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Shri Radhe. Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Shri Radhe. Go, Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
So, my dear devotees, in summary, this verse 9 told us the perfect picture of Srimati Radharani and Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, associated with their gopi friends Lalita and Vishakha, and being in the holy dham. It is my request that you read this verse 9 again. Contemplate about what you have heard. Maybe when you have time, you can also talk with friends about what went on for you in the seminar, so that you can deepen the experience a little bit. Thank you very, very much. I went 10 minutes over time. I'm sorry that I therefore have to close this session right now, so that you can take your prasadam. Thank you very much, and I wish you more days. Remember, we are in the third day of our Govardhan retreat, third full day, almost fourth day. And now it's slowly going to the downward inclines in a to the direction of the end program. So please remember to be full of energy and focus and full participation. I wish you a wonderful prasadam with a digestion like fire. Hare Krishna.